Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 101. From time to time, it happens to all of us. We get the blues. It can be the way the sun casts the shadow, a random song streaming from a music app, or a specific day that acts as a catalyst for the blues. The blues happen. Most everyone will experience them. They don't hit us like the slow-moving tide making its way toward high tide. They're more like a large thunderclap we weren't expecting. Country singer and songwriter Merle Haggard wrote a song titled, Everybody's Had the Blues. The lyrics in part read, Everybody sings the blues sometime, and everybody knows the tune, and everybody knows the way I'm feeling, 'cause everybody's had the blues. A lonely song, someone is gone, a story old as time, love, hate, or want, and wait till misery fills your mind. But everybody knows the way I'm feeling, 'cause everybody's had the blues, yes sir. Boy, I've had the blues, and I know what Merle Haggard was singing about. We who are grieving may be more susceptible to the blues than other people. I'm an optimist. I wear a smile as easily as I slip on a pair of socks. Yet, on occasion, unannounced, the blues walk into my life. They don't stay long, maybe an hour or two. I've learned to engage with them. The blues know I won't let them take hold of me and lead me down a dark path. When they strike, I find the best thing I can do is to change the environment I'm in. I know something triggered it. A song, a phone call, or an anniversary date. Usually it's a song or an anniversary date. I need my mind to begin to think about something different. I need to distract my mind. Getting active works for me. I'll go for a walk in a nearby park. I take a 2.2-mile walk through nature. I won't wear headphones. And I make myself list 10 specific things that I am grateful for that happened so far this day. My blues are usually gone by the time I've covered a mile, and my mind is free and I'm happy. I think it works because when I'm walking in nature, I'm walking in life. It's as if nature is telling me, life is meant for the living. The birds, insects, and animals I see on my walk don't have the luxury to feel blue. They are too busy working, trying to survive. They're busy with living. It's little wonder a smile is spread across my face. I'm thinking about things I plan to do, and there's no trace of the blues. Singer and songwriter Neil Diamond's hit song, Song Sung Blue, says much the same thing. Instead of walking in nature, he suggests singing away the blues. The lyrics read in part, Song sung blue, everybody knows one. Song sung blue, every garden grows one. Me and you are subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. Sing them out again. After you're through listening to this podcast, why don't you ask your music app to play that song and sing along with it? If you have the blues, they'll go away. We have a choice. Once the blues strike, we make them comfortable by giving in to them and slipping into behaviors that will take us deeper than we want to go. The longer we let them hang around, the more difficult it is to get rid of them. I have a friend who works the blues off by working in her garden. She told me she can't stay sad when she is with her plants. They are her friends. Don't let the blues sideline you. The blues can't take the sunshine away from you. Do something, aerobics, dance, sing, walk, and you'll be fine. You'll join in with Neil Diamond as he sings, Funny Thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice, and before you know it, it gets to feeling good. You simply got no choice. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't let the blues get you down. Don't give in to them. Get going, do something different. Get outside, enjoy life, and you'll find the blues will just disappear. Stay strong, never quit, and good things are coming your way. We both know that. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notification of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, at gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.